the future, then ceases all fear. This in truth is that. Like a flame without smoke, the size of a thumb, is the soul, the lord of the past and the future, the same both today and tomorrow. This in truth is that. As water raining on a mountain ridge runs down the rocks on all sides, so the man who only sees variety of things runs after them on all sides. But as pure water raining on pure water becomes one and the same, so becomes, O Nachiketas, the soul of the sage who knows. Part 5. The pure eternal spirit dwells in the castle of 11 gates of the body. By ruling this castle, man is free from sorrows and, free from all bondage, attains liberation. In space he is the sun, and he is the wind and the sky. At the altar he is the priest, and the soma wine in the jar. He dwells in men and in gods, in righteousness and in the vast heavens. He is in the earth and the waters and in the rocks of the mountains. He is truth and power. The powers of life adore that God who is in the heart, and he rules the breath of life, breathing in and breathing out. When the ties that bind the spirit to the body are unloosed and the spirit is set free, what remains then? This in truth is that. A mortal lives not through the breath that flows in and that flows out. The source of his life is another, and this causes the breath to flow. I will now speak to you of the mystery of the eternal Brahman and of what happens to the soul after death. The soul may go to the womb of a mother and thus obtain a new body. It even may go into trees or plants according to its previous wisdom and work. There is a spirit who is awake in our sleep and creates the wonder of dreams. He is Brahman, the spirit of light, who in truth is called the immortal. All the worlds rest on that spirit, and beyond him no one can go. This in truth is that. As fire, though one, takes new forms in all things that burn, the spirit, though one, takes new forms in all things that live. He is within all and is also outside. As the wind, though one, takes new forms in whatever it enters, the spirit, though one, takes new forms in all things that live. He is within all and is also outside. As the sun that beholds the world is untouched by earthly impurities, so the spirit that is in all things is untouched by external sufferings. There is one ruler, the spirit that is in all things, who transforms his own form into many. Only the wise who see him in their souls attain the joy eternal. He is the eternal among things that pass away, pure consciousness of conscious beings, the one who fulfills the prayers of many. Only the wise who see him in their souls attain the peace eternal. This is that, thus they realize the ineffable joy supreme. How can this be known? Does he give light, or does he reflect light? There the sun shines not, nor the moon, nor the stars. Lightnings shine not there, and much less earthly fire. From his light all these give light, and his radiance illumines all creation. Part 6.